Hello and welcome to BICS is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the BICS is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be a battle of the crooners between Ross Colombo and Bing Crosby. And the way I'm going to do this, first I'm going to play a couple of recordings by Ross Colombo, then two recordings by Bing Crosby, and then I'm going to play the same tune recorded first by Colombo and then by Crosby. This way we can make a good comparison of the different styles and the different approaches. Okay. First, I want to tell you a bit about Ross Colombo. This comes from the classicimages.com website. It's a very comprehensive biography here. It's called From Camden to Hollywood. And I would have added, and back to New York. Anyway, Ross Colombo was born Ruggero Eugenio di Rodolfo Colombo. This was January 14, 1908, Camden, New Jersey. He was the 12th child of Italian immigrants. At the age 13, Ross made his professional debut at Imperial Theatre in San Francisco. At age 17, in 1925, he left Belmont High School in Los Angeles, where he had been first a violinist in the school orchestra and began traveling as a paid musician with various orchestras as well as performing atmospheric music on the set of silent films. He met exotic film star Paola Negri in his fashion and stated in an interview, fell head over heels for her. In 1932, he would sing Paradise at the premiere of Miss Negri's film, A Woman Commands, her first talking picture. And I believe Paola Negri sings the song Paradise in that film. Colombo traveled the local ballroom circuit, appearing at the Mayfair Hotel, opening the Hotel Roosevelt in Hollywood, and ultimately Los Angeles Ambassador Hotel, where in 1928 Colombo became a member of Gus Arnheim's Coconut Grove Orchestra. Ironically, Ross Colombo would later replace Bing Crosby as the featured vocalist when the latter went to New York to pursue a radio and recording career. Ross Colombo would follow, but not until 1931. But 1928-1929 he tried the movies but he was given just singing voice roles rather than full credit as an actor, so apparently he got fed up with that and decided to go back to music only. In the spring of 1931, Ross Colombo met Con Conrad, the man who would share responsibility for co-writing one of Ross's most famous songs, You Call It Madness, But I Call It Love. Conrad heard Colombo performing one evening and immediately saw a diamond in the rough. He convinced the young singer to head east, where Bing Crosby was making a name for himself. So eventually he got a radio program over NBC, and he began to be quite successful. It was Con Conrad who came up with the idea of a rivalry between Bing and Ross, dubbing it the Battle of the Baritones, as Crosby appeared on the rival CBS network. Adding to this pretend battle were competing engagements, Bing at the Paramount Theater in Times Square, and Ross across the East River at the Brooklyn Paramount. Conrad also got Colombo an audition with Victor Records, and he was quickly signed to a contract, and most of the recordings he made for Victor were between September 3, 1931 and November 23, 1932 at the Victor Studios on 25th Street. Although Ross Colombo's singing style is considered crooning, Colombo took umbrage of the term and compared his vocal style to his early musical influence. He stated, "I'm not a crooner or a blues singer or a straight baritone. I've tried to make my phrasing different, and I take a lot of liberty with the music. One of the things audiences seem to like best is the voice obbligato on repeat choruses, very much as I used to do them on the violin." He had sort of a low in his career between 1933 and 1934, and he returned to Los Angeles in the summer of 33 and signed at 20th Century Pictures to appear with Paul Kelly and Constance Cummings in Walter Winchell's Broadway Through a Keyhole. He moved around in Los Angeles in various places that he rented, and eventually in January of 1934 he would move to his last residence, and he lived with his parents. Although his image was that of a singing sex symbol, apparently Ross Colombo was a devoted son. His death is cloaked in mystery. Apparently he had firearms in his home, and a friend accidentally discharged one of them. I'm not going to spend time on this. There's lots of information about this in the internet. Ross's Requiem Mass was held before 3,000 mourners at Hollywood's Blessed the Sacrament Church, Thursday, September 6, 1934. Okay, well, let's get started with the music. As I indicated, first I'll play a couple of songs just by Ross Colombo, then a couple of songs by Bing Crosby, and then I will play the same song, first by Ross Colombo, then by Bing Crosby. We can make comparisons about their styles and approaches to music. First tune I want to play is Prisoner of Love, recorded October 9, 1931. He's accompanied by an orchestra under the direction of Nat Shilkret. And then All of Me, December 29, 1931, accompanied by an orchestra under the direction of Leonard Joy. So here is Ross Colombo in 1931.
Alone tonight you'll find me. Too weak to break the chains that bind me. I need no shackles to remind me. I'm just a prisoner of love. For one command I stand and wait now. from one who's master of my fate now. I can't escape, for it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me? Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping. Upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of love. La 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 la. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me? Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping. Upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of
love. All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Oh, take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? You took my kisses and you took my love. You taught me how to care. Am I to be just the remnant of a one-sided love affair? All you took, I gladly gave. There's nothing left for me to say. La da 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 da
To play a couple of recordings by Bing Crosby, but before I do that, let me read a little bit from the Bing Crosby website, bingcrosby.com. This is about Bing by Gary Giddens. And he writes, "To most Americans, he was the eternal crooner, a much celebrated and beloved performer of unparalleled popularity. Yet Bing Crosby was far more than that. He was an architect of 20th century entertainment, a force in the development of three industries that barely existed when he came into the world: recordings, motion pictures, and broadcasting. As the most successful recording artist of all time, an abiding star of movies, radio, and television, and a firm believer in the wonders of technology, he helped transform and define the cultural life not only of the United States, but the Bing and Bix overlapped in the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. Bing had joined first. And the story goes that when Bix joined, Bing would come to the rehearsals on time, early, so that he could hear Bix play. And they made wonderful recordings with Paul Whiteman together. Okay, I'm not going to bother with the additional biographical information. There is a lot of good stuff in this website, bingcrosby.com. You can read that. I want to go on to the recordings now. First, I'm Through with Love. This was recorded on June 12, 1931. He's accompanied by a studio orchestra. And then Just a Gigolo, March 2nd, 1931, accompanied by Gus Harnheim, or members of the Gus Harnheim band. So here is Bing Crosby, 1931.
I've given you my true love, but you love a new love. What am I supposed to do now with you now you're through? You'll be on your merry way, and there's only this to say: I'm through with love, I'll never fall again. Said adieu to love, don't ever call again, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart, I'll keep my feelings there. I have stocked my heart with icy frigid air, and I mean to care for no one, because I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear. With deep emotion, devotion to you, goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be. for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear. With deep emotion, devotion to you, goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing it used to be, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with
love. Was in a Paris cafe that first I found him. He was a Frenchman, a hero of the war. But war was over, and here's how peace had crowned him. A few cheap medals to wear and nothing more. Now every night in this same cafe he shows up. And as he strolls by, ladies hear him say, if you admire me, a gigolo knew a better day. Just a gigolo everywhere I go. People know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Every night some heart betrayed. There will come a day, youth will pass away, then what will they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo, as life goes on without me. People know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Every night some heart betrayed. There will come a day, youth will pass away. Then what will they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo, as life goes on without me.
Okay, now we start with the Battle of the Crooners. Although I guess Ross Colombo doesn't like that word as applied to his style of singing. First tune that I want to play in this battle is Sweet and Lovely. Ross Colombo recorded it on September 9, 1931. He was accompanied by an orchestra under the direction of Nat Shilkret. 5 days later, on September 14, 1931, being recorded the same tune, accompanied by a studio orchestra. So here is Sweet and Lovely, first Ross Colombo, then Bing Crosby, 1931.
Than the roses in sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me never were as blue as her eyes, and she loves me. But what a sweeter surprise when she nestles in my arms so tenderly. There's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me. Melody taunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May, and she loves me. There is nothing more I can say. Sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. In my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me. Melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May, and she loves me. There is nothing more I can say.
In the call of the woodland dove, as his love song echoes through the trees. There's sweetness in the rose with its symbol of love,
floating on a summer breeze. But nothing can compare to the sweetness of the one and only one I love. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me never were as blue as her eyes. And she loves me, who would want a sweeter surprise? When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me, melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me, there is nothing more I can say. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me, there is nothing more I can say.
Well, what do you think? Well, I'm a real fan of Bing Crosby, and therefore, if I tell you every time who's the winner, it's going to become boring. Bing is the tops for me. Okay, let's continue with the Battle of the Bands. Now I'm going to play Auf Wiedersehen, My Dear. Ross Colombo recorded this on April 6, 1932 with an orchestra directed by Leonard Joy. Bing did not record this tune commercially, but he sings it, accompanied by Eddie Lang, in a short from about 1931 or 1932, so that comparison is still quite a good one. So here is Auf Wiedersehen, My Dear, first Ross Colombo, then Bing Crosby, 1932.
Let us stroll down lover's lane, once more to sing love's old refrain. Soon we must say, Auf Wiedersehen, Auf Wiedersehen, my dear. Here in your arms I can't remain, let me kiss you once again. Soon we must say, Auf Wiedersehen, Auf Wiedersehen, my dear. Your love will cling to me through the lonely daytime. Each night will bring to me a magic memory of man. my heart won't beat again until the day we meet again. Sweetheart, goodbye, auf Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, my dear.
Continue with the Battle of the Crooners. I think I said Battle of the Bands at one point. Of course, I mean Battle of the Crooners. Let's go to April 6, 1932, when Ross Colombo recorded the song Paradise. The band that accompanies him is under the direction of Leonard Joy. Bing recorded the same tune about a month earlier, on March 15, 1932, and he's accompanied by a studio orchestra. This is a terrific song, as far as I'm concerned, and Bing sings it with so much style and passion. Anyway, here is Paradise, Ross Colombo, Bing Crosby, 1931. Thank you.
it in dreams. It started anew. She comes to me as she used.
She holds my hand, la da 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 da, and then I understand, la da 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 da. Her eyes afire with one desire, then a heavenly kiss. Could I? And then she dims the light, la da 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 da, and then she holds me tight, la da 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 da. Her kiss, each fond caress, they lead the way to happiness. She takes me to paradise. she dims the light. La da da dee dee, la da da da. And then she holds me tight. La da da dee dee dee, da da da. Her kiss, each fond caress, they lead the way to happiness. She takes me to paradise.
That's fantastic. That Bing sings, whistles, and Eddie Lang behind the Bing adds so much to the recording. Okay, well, let's go to the finale of this Battle of the Crooners. And the song that I want to play is perhaps my favorite song that Bing ever recorded. It's Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day. Ross Colombo recorded it on November 18, 1931. He's accompanied by the band under the direction of Leonard Joy. Bing recorded it 5 days later, November 23, 1931. And he's accompanied by a studio orchestra. It's remarkable how close the dates for the recordings of the same tune by these two crooners were. I guess the song became available and they realized that it was a good one for their style and grabbed it and recorded it. Okay, so here is Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day. Ross Colombo first, Bing Crosby next. 1931.
Happy I would be.
I live in dreams of the days I used to know. Why can't I find real peace of mind and go back to the long ago, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day? Someone waits for me, and the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes like a halo tenderly. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
That is fantastic. That is amazing. That is magnificent. I love that song, and I love the way that Bing sings it and whistles it. I am grateful to a WBIX listener for suggesting this Battle of the Crooners between Ross Colombo and Bing Crosby, and I hope he enjoyed the songs that I chose. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
this